And so I understood the explanation of these people. And now to go on to other ways. And recently I visit, when I begin to visit, to my visit to other communities in January, I visit the community called Moss Factory in January, and also visit Mosini, which is more like one community because it is very close together. When I visit in Mosini, it was very unfortunate that day because many of those elders I have listed in my visit have been taken to do some special shopping in Timmins. And all the elderly lay women that I knew or usually talk about openly about the past were not in town. But I did manage to visit a few people. I had hoped to interview at least three people. My intention was to visit one elder that is over 75 or 80, that I would ask the same question. All I wanted was the simple statement is to say, no, it was not the religion, or to say, in theory or in the past, it was the only thing. I did have that answer. But in Mosini, I did visit three elders and one middle-aged man. And I did speak to the young people. I will not be able to transcribe my recording of a young man. Only the young man did mind to interview him with recording. And the two elders that I spoke to, they didn't want no recording. But they spoke to me their own way. And allow me to write their stories if I can. And I will be able to give their names if I were to do it. In Mosini, the elders that I spoke to was, one person is called Itel. Itel is a name. And his wife. His wife, which he marries only 20, 30 years ago. He had married twice. So the elder that I went to visit in Mosini's name is Alfred Itel. And he is around 85, thereabouts. I did not speak to him at the first visit, but the next visit, I speak to him. The first visit, I only speak to his wife. His wife, is much older than him, and also came from across on the east coast of James Bay in Quebec side. I did interview him. Unfortunately, he didn't want to be recorded. With the respect of a wish, I did not. But do ask that may I write her name and also the story she told me. So she says, okay. And then next day, I spoke to Mr. Itel. But before that, before I spoke to him, his wife told me that he was already too old and absent-minded. Not quite know exactly whether he knows what he's talking about.